Abelardo de la Espriella declares economic emergency in Colombia over earthquake. By Christian K. Caruso on August 13, 2026. Conservative President of Colombia Abelardo de la Espriella declared a state of economic emergency on Wednesday to expedite the country's recovery in the aftermath of the devastating earthquake that struck the South American nation this week. The declaration, a faculty granted by the Colombian Constitution, grants special provisions to De La Espriella that allow him to issue specific decrees to address the ongoing emergency caused by the earthquake. Colombia is still recovering from a magnitude 7.4 earthquake that struck the country on Monday morning. Speaking on Wednesday night alongside First Lady Ana Lucia Pineda, De La Espriella detailed that, as of the latest update from Colombian authorities, the earthquake affected 53,816 individuals across 25,872 families. At least 265 deaths and nearly 3,500 injured have been confirmed so far. The number of individuals reported as missing has been revised up to 496. The president stressed that the ongoing search and rescue efforts are focused on finding all of the missing persons. He further detailed that 11,347 households were destroyed and 53,526 suffered damages. The earthquake also caused the collapse of 140 buildings and caused damages to 1,819 education centers, 631 community centers, and 179 healthcare facilities. Additionally, numerous other affected structures and public roads, aqueducts, and 5 airports suffered structural damages. The Colombian president, who is still in the first week of his administration after taking office last Friday, stressed that the natural tragedy occurred at a time when Colombia faces the most complex fiscal crisis in its republican history, marked by high levels of debt, dwindling treasury resources and an absolutely underfunded public budget. In light of the devastating consequences left by the earthquake and the current situation of the country, and to expedite the recovery of the nation, De La Espriella announced that he will use the faculties granted by the Colombian Constitution to declare a state of economic emergency. He said that, as part of the state of emergency, he is proposing the creation of a miracle fund, an entity that will channel national and international contributions towards the reconstruction of hospitals, school buildings, roads, and airports damaged by the earthquake. Additionally, De La Espriella detailed that his administration is evaluating a series of ancillary temporary relief measures that, while temporary in nature, would contribute to helping Colombians. Some of the measures he detailed include exceptions in the payment of public utilities for affected families, rent subsidies for those who lost their homes, tax relief benefits, and other forms of economic assistance to families and small businesses. The president emphasized that the declaration of an economic emergency will include recovery measures to stimulate investment, reduce obstacles in the development of projects, and create more jobs in the affected areas. By declaring a state of emergency, the national government sends a clear message of commitment to prioritizing and effectively addressing the needs of the victims and rebuilding the territories struck by the disaster that has plunged the nation into mourning, he said. Our hearts and our solidarity are with the victims, you are not alone, he continued. Here is a government that will help you and lend you a hand. Article 215 of Colombia's constitution grants a president the authority to declare a state of economic emergency in response to a natural tragedy or other significant crisis. If declared, Colombian presidents may expeditiously issue law-like decrees to address matters specifically pertaining to the given emergency. Such decrees must be of a temporary nature, with a defined time frame, and are ultimately subject to review by the Colombian Congress and Constitutional Court. Each emergency declaration may last up to 30 days, for a collective total of up to 90 days per year. The Argentine outlet Infobae explained that the provision was used for 30 days in February by the preceding administration of Marxist former President Gustavo Petro to address an emergency caused by intense rains in Colombia. Lorena Gutierrez, Dean of the Faculty of Economic and Administrative Sciences of the University of San Buenaventura in Bogotá, affirmed to Infobae that this precedent limits the available time De La Espriella can use for a declaration of emergency this year from 90 days to 60. The time constraint necessitates setting priorities. 30 days are enough for immediate response and arranging financing, but reconstruction will have to proceed through standard channels. Involving a budget and legislation, Gutierrez reportedly said. According to Noticias RCN, the cities of Cali, Pereira, Quindío, Manizales, and Armenia stand as the most affected by the earthquake, with the majority of the confirmed deaths so far having occurred in Cali and Pereira. As of Thursday morning, 335 persons have been successfully rescued across Colombia since the earthquake struck on Monday. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.